what were the type of companies that that you were meeting when you were here in Brazil?
Well, they're largely divided into two sorts. One was brands or clients, and one was agencies. And in terms of the agencies, there was a sort of further subdivision of agencies that we could potentially partner with if we were going to run a campaign in Brazil, and then the other one was agencies that might be interested in you know, tapping into what we do. In terms of the clients, we were talking mainly to big brands, some foreign brands, but some domestic brands, who we thought would maybe be interested in running campaigns outside of Brazil, so more sort of global campaigns, but also campaigns within, you know, the domestic market. And it was largely a kind of, I mean, obviously there was a new business element to it, but it was more, we kept trying to say to people that we're here to pitch to you, but really it's a sort of a fact-finding exercise. Are people going to be interested? And also, you know, is there competition? Because we'd obviously had a look before we came out, but we really wanted to talk to people and see, you know, is there any room for us, or is, you know, because the Brazilians are notoriously creative, and what we do is quite creatively led. So we were pleasantly surprised to find that actually our little niche hasn't been totally kind of taken over yet.
Okay, and that was really what I was going to ask next, is have you seen any examples of any success using video down here in Latin America?
So yes, we saw a couple of good examples of people, you know, successfully using video online. Embarrassingly, I can't remember all the brands. One of them, one that sticks out, was for Vivo, and it was to sort of wish the Brazilian team, the Brazilian football squad, well before the 2010 South Africa World Cup, where 42,000 people were gathered in the Maracanã. And gave the Brazilian squad their send off, which I thought was a tremendous campaign.
Mm.
And that description doesn't do it justice, because there was an incredible social media lead up to the event itself, and then obviously the event was filmed and that was launched online. So it was a big campaign, and it seemed very innovative.
Yeah. So, but do you think that then? Is there any difference in terms of the way that Brazilian companies interact with their audience through these kind of tools?
Well, I think there's an odd mixture of it being actually well in advance of what we're doing over here in Europe, and then in some ways kind of behind it as well. So I think you know, Brazilian audiences have embraced, or Brazilian consumers have embraced social media in an incredible way, and that has led to brands trying all sorts of new things to try and reach them on social media platforms. On the other hand, there seems to be more sort of one-offs and you know, quite self-contained campaigns that are quite innovative, but nothing particularly sustained. Or it seems like the main thrust still seems to be TV, and it's sort of thought of as an afterthought. And I think there's probably a realignment that's happening or about to happen, whereby there'll be a rebalancing where kind of online, particularly social, the social web is given more prevalence just in terms of budgets and sort of focus.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not an expert. I really got to say, we're literally just finding our feet in the market, just talking to lots and lots of people. But from the conversations I've had, that seems to be the way it goes.